Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Jiri Vadachari Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Jiri Vadachari Sodanandana Prajajanarandana Sodanandana Prajajanarandana Jamuna Siravana Chari Jamuna Thiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadathari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadathari Sodanandana Prajajanarandana Sodanandana Prajajanarandana Jamuna Thiravana Chari Jamuna Thiravana Chari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Today we're continuing Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 18, entitled Parikshit, cursed by a Brahmin boy. Today we're reading text 27 and 28. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaktur Nilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Putale Swayam Yukhagaramayam Tadati Swapadam Sitam Nama Aum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Putale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sinamne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Pachyakta Vishitarane Pancha Kalpa Tribhyascha Prakrasin Jibhyascha Kapitam Pavadivyo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Narayana Namaskritya Naram Chayava Narottaram Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Kirae. Text number 27. Viprakirna Jatachinam.
Viprakirna Jatachinam.
Viprakirna Jatachinam.
Viprakirna Jatachinam.
Rauravena Jinenata.
Rauravena Jinenata.
Rauravena Jinenata.
Rauravena
Vishushat talu udakam.
Vishushat talu udakam.
Vishushat talu udakam.
Vishushat talu udakam.
Tathabhutam mayachata.
Tathabhutam mayachata.
Tathabhutam mayachata.
Tathabhutam mayachata.
Viprakirna jatachanam.
Viprakirna jatachanam.
Raravena jinena cha.
Raravena
Vishushatalurudakam
Vishushatalurudakam
Tathabhutam mayachata
Tathabhutam mayachata
Viprakirna
All
scattered
Jataachanam
Jataachanam Covered with compressed long hair
Covered with compressed long hair
Raravena.
Raravena.
by the skin of a staff. Ajanena, by the skin. Cha, also. Vishishat, dried up. Kalu, pellet. Udakam, water. Tathabhutam, in that state. Ayachita, ask for. Translation for purpose. Translation in the sage in meditation was covered by the skin of a stag, and long compressed hair was scattered all over him. The king, whose palate was dry from thirst, asked him for water. Purport. The king, being thirsty, asked the sage for water. That such a great devotee and king asked for water from a sage absorbed in trance was certainly providential. Otherwise, there was no chance of such a unique happening. Maharaj Pratyat was thus placed in an awkward position so that gradually Srimad Bhagavatam could be revealed. Text 28. You can repeat again. Alabdha Trina Bhumyadir. Alabdha Trina Bhumyadir. Sampraptarya Sunrita. Sampraptarya Sunrita. Avagyatam Ivatmanam. Avagyatam Ivatmanam. Manyamanas Chukopaha. Anyamanas Chukopaha.
Anyamanas Chukopaha. Alabdha Trina Bhumyadi.
Alabdha Trina Bhumyadi. Alabdha, having not received. Trina, seat of straw. Bhumi, place. Adi, and so on. Asamprapta,
not properly received.
Argya,
water for reception.
Sunrita,
sweet words.
Avagyatam,
thus being neglected.
Eva,
like that.
Atmanam,
personally.
Manyamana,
thinking like that.
Chukopa,
became angry.
Huh,
in that way. Translation of the clause. The king, not received by any formal welcome by means of being offered a seat, place, water, and sweet addresses, considered himself neglected, and so thinking, he became angry. But the law of reception in the codes of Vedic principles state that even if an enemy is received at home, he must be received with all respect. He should not be given a chance to understand that he has come into the house of an enemy. When Lord Krishna, accompanied by Arjuna and Bhima, approached Jarasandha in Magadha, the respectable enemies were given a royal reception by King Jarasandha. The guest enemy, namely Bhima, was to fight with Jarasandha, and yet they were given a grand reception. At night, they used to sit down together as friends and guests, and in the day, they used to fight, risking life and death. That was the law of reception. The reception law enjoins that a poor man who has nothing to offer his guests should be good enough to offer a straw mat for sitting, a glass of water for drinking, and some sweet words. Therefore, to receive a guest, either friend or foe, there is no expense. It is only a question of good manners. So this is continuing the prelude to the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, how Srimad Bhagavatam was recited to Maharaj Shukadeva Goswami, how, of course, the Srimad Bhagavatam was recited because the king, Maharaj Pariksit, was cursed to have 7 days of life remaining. And this is the story of how Maharaj Pariksit was cursed. This gave the opportunity for Srimad Bhagavatam to be recited. This was actually foretold. And here, Srila Prabhupada calls this all providential. All this took place is taken place by the will of the Lord. Of course, that does not mean that we had discussion the other day, very interesting discussion, how the king considered himself at fault, and the sage also considered himself at fault because they were both great devotees, and they were accustomed to observing all the Vedic principles. Here it's stated, Srila Prabhupada says, the law of reception in the codes of Vedic principles state that even if an enemy is received at home, he must be received with all respect. So what to speak of great king or devotee, of course, they must be offered all respects. And this is the injunction of the Shastras. It's actually just based on the scripture, it says, Manas and Hita, and Hita Pradesh also says, Trinadi Gumir Udakram Bhak Chaturthi Cha Vasinita Etanya Pisatam Dehe Nochidate Kadachana. In the house of pious persons, there may be a scarcity of rice or other staples due to poverty, but a straw mat, water, resting place, and sweet words should always be available for serving guests. So this is the injunction. Manusmriti is the most respected law book for mankind. The human, of course now, modern world, we have so many laws and assemblies for making so many laws. We were having some fun yesterday how the current social customs are becoming so, what do you say?
Anyway.
Outdated? Huh?
Outdated?
Well, outdated. Now they're becoming too much new dated, I think. All these are just, what do you call, etiquette. The etiquettes, how one has to be very careful not to become sexist or racist or what do you call all these things. Of course, many things are common sense, actually. The Vedic scriptures are based on this statement, Atma Gan Manyate Jagat. One should understand, just like this is basically the, what do you call the golden rule, that one should do unto others as one should have them do unto you. Atma Gan means one who has, what is that? Life. Atma Gan. He should think, Manyate Jagat, that everyone should think that other people should be treated just like you would expect yourself to be treated. So this is the common sense for a cultured person. And here is also described how one should receive guests as one would want to be received himself. And here Maharaj Bhrigit, he's justifiably becomes angry because of the circumstances are there, but he's not being received as a guest. He's coming to some residence of the sage. However, the sage is in meditation. He's not aware of the entry of the king. So these are all different providential circumstances that led to this whole history of the Srimad Bhagavatam, how this Maharaj Bhrigit was cursed by his son, of the sage, and therefore he got this opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami. So this reception here, Srila Prabhupada points, gives one example of Lord Krishna and Arjuna, Bhima. They went to the palace of Dharasandha. There's a very nice history described in the Krishna book, in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, of how the representative, some kings, this Jarasandha, he had imprisoned some like 20,000 kings who had not accepted his supremacy. He had imprisoned them, and some representative from those kings came to Krishna, his assembly hall, and asked them for some protection, some release from their imprisonment. And at the same time, Maharaj Yudhisthira wanted to perform Rajasuya sacrifice in order to establish the glories of Lord Krishna. Devotees are always anxious to establish the glories of Lord Krishna. Maharaj Yudhisthira, he wanted to establish that Krishna was the greatest personality, the supreme personality. So he wanted to perform this Rajasuya sacrifice. So Uddhava, he pointed out that, well, both things are very much connected, that we have to, in order to perform the Rajasuya sacrifice, the Maharaj Yudhisthira has to be accepted as the supreme emperor of the world. So in order to do that, they have to, what is that, conquer Jarasandha's kingdom. And this way, all these kings will be also released at the same time. So, of course, there was some history with Jarasandha also, that Jarasandha had attacked the city of Mathura something like 17 times, because he was, the brother-in-law of Kamsa?
Son-in-law.
His sisters, his daughters were married to Kamsa. Huh?
His daughters were married.
His daughters were married to King Kamsa, who Krishna had killed. So Jarasandha wanted to have some revenge against Krishna, so he attacked the city of Mathura so many times and was defeated. So Krishna comes to rid the world of all these unwanted military force like that. But at that time, after the 17 defeats, he thought that it was better to approach Jarasandha and beg him for some charity, that they would come in the form of Brahmins. So when they came to the palace of Jarasandha, Jarasandha could understand, you're not Brahmins. I can see that you're not Brahmins. You are very strong arms and defiled just like that. You're not acting like, looking like Brahmins at all. So he said, anyway, you've come here as guests. So I will give you what you want. You want to come as guests. The Brahmins, they used to go door to door and beg their alms. And this way the householders, they would get some opportunity to get the advantage of the knowledge that possessed by the Brahmins. The Brahmins were particularly very expert in the art of medicine and astrology, and of course knowledge of the scriptures, so that they could, people, that the householders could get instructions on how to achieve the goal of life. So anyway, this was common practice. Bhikshu, that the sannyasis, actually another name for sannyasis is a bhikshu, the one who's begging, practically speaking, is going to take bhiksha or lunch like that. So he asked what they wanted, and they said, we want this to fight with you. And of course, then at that time, Krishna introduced themselves, that I'm your old enemy, Krishna, and this is Arjuna, younger brother of Yudhishthira, and this is Bhima, his older brother. So Krishna, this Jarasandha, he said, well, Krishna, you're a coward, you run away from the battlefield. The last time he attacked Mathura, Krishna ran away from the battlefield and became known as Ramchur. And so this Arjuna, he's younger than me, he's not a suitable candidate for fighting with me, so I will fight with Bhima. So that was settled up, and they fought for some 17, 27 days or something like that. And every day they would fight, as described here in the purport. And in the evening they would sit together and eat dinner and talk so many different things. So in this way, actually in the Mahabharata, there's many instances of showing the system of receiving guests. Even from the beginning, this Kunti, she got this benediction. How did she get this benediction? Because Durvasa Muni came to their palace, and she took care of a very nice care of him. Received him very nicely and offered so many nice services. So this Durvasa Muni gave benediction that you can call any demigod. That is even a story there. It's in the Gopal Tapani Upanishad. It's described how Durvasa Muni also gave some benediction to Srimati Radharani, that very nice story. How about how they crossed the Jamuna and got some benediction by bringing some very nice foodstuffs for Durvasa Muni. And so, anyway, Kunti, she got this benediction that she could call any demigod. She, of course, called first the sun god, and Karna was born. And So many opportunities are there, so many examples. One time when the Pandavas were in the forest, Duryodhana had gotten some benediction again from this Durvasa Muni. He was very quickly pleased and also quickly angered. Just like Lord Shiva, Ashutosh. So this Durvasa Muni had been pleased by Duryodhana, and Duryodhana, he asked for some benediction that you just go to the Pandavas after they've taken their meals. So this was some interesting plan by Duryodhana, that he wanted to he was always interested in making trouble for the Pandavas. He thought that if this Durvasa Muni goes to them after they have taken their meals, that they would be in big trouble how to receive the guests, because that Draupadi had a very special pot that she had gotten that was able to feed any number of people until she herself ate. Then it was finished. So they came, this Durvasa Muni, he came, what, 10,000, 60,000 disciples, he had followers, and he came to their house after they had taken their meals, after Draupadi had finished her meal, and they said, Yudhishthira Maharaj, of course, he greeted him very nicely with some sweet words and sitting place. He said, no, you have to take your meal with us. First you have to take your bath, your noontime bath, because that was the system, and come back for your meal. So there was, of course, they went off to take their bath, and Draupadi was very much concerned that, oh, what we'll do? I've already eaten. How can we feed them? So in that very difficult position, Krishna came to protect his devotees, because Krishna is always very careful to protect his devotees, Bhaktivatsala. So he came and he said, "Is there? Just see if there's something left in that pot there." And Draupadi said, "There's just one tiny piece of vegetable there." And Krishna said, "Give that to me." So Krishna ate that, and he became completely satisfied. So, Yasmin Tushte Jagat Tushtam. That if you satisfy Krishna, everyone becomes satisfied. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. You're not interested in, I think Srila Prabhupada, the Latin term is vox populi, that by the trying to please the masses of people, you're not some democracy, or autocracy. Krishna is the supreme. You try to serve, please Krishna, please, through the spiritual master, of course. Yes, to prasada, Bhagavat prasada. That is the sign of Krishna's being pleased, that one pleases the spiritual master. So Krishna was satisfied by that tiny piece of vegetable that he ate from that pot. And this way, all the sages, Durvasa Muni and all of his followers, they were taking a bath in the river and they became completely satisfied. They can't take anything more. So Yudhishthira sent Bhima to call him, and he came there carrying his club on his shoulder, and they all ran away from there. They said, we can't eat anything now. We can't take this reception from our. And of course, there's also very nice descriptions. There's the treating of guests. This is part of the principles of Rupa Goswami gave in his Upadeshamrita. Dadati pratigrinati guyam afyati prichati bhunkte bojayate taiva sadhyadim pratilakshanti. Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada states in that purport of that verse that Krishna consciousness movement was formed to facilitate these exchanges. What are these exchanges? Dadati pratigrinati. Dadati means to give something, and pratigrinati, accepting something. These principles are the exchanges of love that are essential for the cultivation, for the advancement of loving sentiments. So between devotees, these are as good as one's exchange with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. So we have to learn how to exchange these principles with the devotees. Dadati, giving gifts, receiving gifts. Guyam afyati prichati. Guyam means some secret. You give some secret, some confidential discussion. And prichati, inquire confidentially. And then there's the last one, the very important, the bhunkte bojayate, that to give foodstuffs, and to accept foodstuffs from the devotees like that, or to accept Krishna's prasadam. Mahaprasade Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnave. These things are all transcendental substances. Mahaprasad, beginning with Mahaprasad, is the first thing mentioned. Govinde, Nama, the holy name, of course. Brahmana Vaishnave. What is that? Svalpam Apyapyalev. Svalpam Punyavitam Radhan. Vishvasvam Evijati. One who has very Swalpa, very, very, very poor quantity of punya, pious activities, Vishvaso Naiva Jayate, he'll never achieve any faith in such objects. So, there's many other instances. Some other important one is that Dasharath, when he received Vishvamitra as his guest, he offered him, said, "What can I give you?" And Vishvamitra said, "I want your son." So this is a very extreme example. And then for later on, Nityananda was also taken from his family by one sage, one mendicant. So even one son he offered to the reception of the guests. And of course, Dasharatha was very much rebuked for that situation. I wanted to read, actually, there's a little section of Chaitanya Bhagavat where it talks about some reception of guests, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself gave nice example. This is from chapter 14, Chaitanya Bhagavat, text number 11 is there. The Lord displayed the pastimes of a munificent person, for this is the nature of the Supreme Lord. He constantly gives gifts to the poor. Whenever Gaurahari met a poor person, he would immediately give him rice, cloth, and money out of compassion. Guests would daily visit the Lord's house, and he would always properly satisfy every one of them. Sometimes 10 or 20 sannyasis would come, and the Lord would happily invite them for lunch. He would immediately send someone to inform his mother to quickly arrange lunch for the 20 sannyasis. As there was nothing at home, Mother Sati thought, "How will I prepare meals for 20 sannyasis?" As soon as she thought like this, someone came and delivered the necessary ingredients without her notice. Lakshmi Devi is the first wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lakshmi Devi cooked the offering with full satisfaction, and then the Lord arrived home. The Lord personally watched as the sannyasis were served their meal. After they were fully satisfied, he bid them farewell. In this way, the merciful Lord inquired about the needs of every one of his guests. Mahaprabhu taught the householders, the foremost duty of a householder is to serve his guests. Bengali is Atithira Seva Rihasyara Mula Dharma Karma. If a householder does not serve his guests, he is considered lower than the birds and beasts. If due to his previous impious activities he does not have anything, then he should satisfy his guests with a straw mat, some water, and place to lie down. And then that verse is quoted that we read earlier. In the houses of pious people there may be scarcity of rice or other staples due to poverty, but a straw mat, water, resting place, and sweet words should always be available for serving guests. Srila Prabhupada, when in the beginning of days of in preaching in India, he used to tell the temple managers that prasadam should always be available for guests, especially. Of course, we had also experienced many times when we used to travel. We were traveling for even in when we were staying in Bombay, we'd go to visit people. I was making life members for more than 10 years in India. And particularly we were traveling. We were coming to different towns, different places. We'd go here and there. And we'd get many times invitations. And these people who were taking care of, still we can remember how nice the receptions there that they're giving. Because Vedic culture is so still there in this form like that. That guest reception is so important in Vedic culture. And we had some, sometimes we'd even stay in some people's houses. One man in particular in Kanpur, he used to take care of us so nicely for weeks at a time. Sometimes we would stay 2-3 weeks, 4 weeks even. And he would feed us every morning. He would serve us all the prasadam. He was a very nice devotee of Ramchandra. He would tell us these pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. And this way, they were so nice. So this is so important that the temples, Srila Prabhupada told us that we should have all those foodstuffs for our guests when they come. And of course now when lakhs of people are coming every day to the temple, it's very difficult. But still Prabhupada said that, no person should be hungry within 10 miles of the temple. This is the importance of receiving guests. I think today is also the appearance or disappearance day of Lochan Das Thakur. Disappearance day of Lochan Das Thakur. He is the great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Disciple of Narahari Sarkar. He is singing in the evening the Jora Arti. Narahari Adhikari Chamara Dulaya. Narahari is fanning the Lord with Chamara. And so Lochan Das Thakur was the disciple of this Narahari. And he wrote some very nice songs. Which one is that? Parama Karuna Palangri Jana. No.
Yes.
Huh? Huh?
I think it's Parma Karuna.
Yeah, Parma Karuna. Pamanduri Jana Nitai Gurutana. That the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are so merciful. Okay, so. Anything else?
Right, there's a request. There's one more paragraph to the purport.
What is that?
There's one more paragraph to the purport. If you could read that.
Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. Okay. one more paragraph for the purport here. Yes, I'm sorry. I missed. Okay, so one more paragraph to the purport, text number 28 is there. When Maharaj Pritchett entered the door of Samika Rishi, he did not expect a royal reception by the Rishi because he knew that saints and Rishis are not materially rich men. But he never expected that a seat of straw, a glass of water, and some sweet words would be denied him to him. He was not an ordinary guest, nor was he an enemy of the Rishi, and therefore the cold reception by the Rishi astonished the king greatly. As a matter of fact, the king was right to get angry with the Rishi when he needed a glass of water very badly. To become angry in such a grave situation was not unnatural for the king, but because the king himself was not less than a great saint, his becoming angry and taking action were astonishing. So it must be accepted that it was so ordained by the supreme will of the Lord. The king was a great devotee of the Lord, and the saint was also as good as the king. But by the will of the Lord, the circumstances were so created that they became ways for the king's becoming unattached to family connection and governmental activities, and thus becoming a completely surrendered soul unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. The merciful Lord sometimes creates such awkward positions for his pure devotees in order to drag them towards himself from the mire of material existence. But outwardly, the situations appear to be frustrating to the devotees. The devotees of the Lord are always under the protection of the Lord, and in any condition, frustration or success, the Lord is the supreme guide for the devotees. The pure devotees, therefore, accept all conditions of frustration as blessings from the Lord. Satyena Kampam Sumikshama. That this is the guide for the devotee, that one should accept any unfavorable situation as the mercy of the Lord, thinking that I deserve much worse situation. And that way one becomes a mukti, the dayabah, that the one becomes a candidate. He becomes qualified as the inheritor of the kingdom of God, Krishna's abode. So, anyone, question or comment? Okay, run track to the Bhagavatam, who's there? Do you qualify?
Did you get a chance to pick this one?